the seed of Abraham. Every last one of them believed that Joshua was the real Messiah.
Okay.
But it was issued after the fact.
Right.
That didn't believe it. Now we have the Orthodox, the unorthodox, you see, and the conservative. We didn't say so. The one that won't come from under the law. And insist on keeping the law of Moses and looking for the Messiah. And when they did go back to Jerusalem and rebuilt, which they helped over there and over the land, they were dispersed again. When Messiah was here, Titus came up from Rome in AD
7
and dispersed. Scattered out among all nations. So now they're gathering back there with the idea that they're building Jerusalem under the Messiah. Now, Christendom is teaching that he's going to come. And I didn't want to bring the book down here. But now this is what they think. And they're taking it from the prophecy of Zechariah, that his speech, Yahshua's speech, when he descends from heaven, that his speech will point the top of the Mount of Olives, and one part of it will divide to the south, and another to the north. And there will be a great house. And he will set up his king. And we will live and rule and reign with him for 1,000 years. Now that's what you call the pre-millennial idea. Now then, there is a post millennial idea. That know that he's going to come and he's going to consummate the earth or burn it up. See, create a new heaven and a new earth. And then that's where we'll live and reign with him for 1,000 years. Now, both ideas are wrong.
Okay.
Both ideas is wrong. Now, how does it happen that both are wrong? Now, when you go back into the dispensations of ages, suppose you come back here. Now, this flood is the end of that.
Right.
And then we come over into the other age, okay, and he comes. Now, then this after the flood, that's the point. Is that right?
Yes.
Now then, with the post-deluvian was finished up. See, the antediluvian, the post-deluvian, and then comes the present. Now you got, yeah, that's so you can see what I'm talking about. You've got now back here. Got those certificates of the Jewish stuff. But now let's count this one. He's got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But now he's back in here. In the created.
Right.
That's what this is. And the created. And that's the reason why it's got it. So now then here comes the age of coming. Now here's what I'm trying to get over to. See, not if it was a free. See, then we have to come as of now. You see, and set up the kingdom as they're talking about it. And as Jehovah's Witnesses say, he will do. And his feet is the sole crush, the top. I'm repeating for the sake of showing. His feet, when he descends from heaven, his feet is supposed to touch the top of the Mount of Olives. And then it will defy the thunder. Now you find that in Zechariah,
right?
Would you mind reading it, Doctor? So we can see what we're talking about. But now while I'm finding that, let me go on.
You see?
Now, you see, this is what they did not see. You see, just like you, let's call it this way. Maybe I'm trying to think it so you that are in the back. Now, here is the most holy place. And here's the holy place. And here's the outer court. That's 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you say a three, okay. You see, I think this is what you were saying. That after Jesus has ascended, he's gone into heaven. And now when he's descended, he's coming back and set up his kingdom on the earth. And he's going to have a spot to land there. And that's on the Mount of Olives. According to that rest. And he's going to set up his kingdom. Now, listen. Every time you make an appeal to God about the small, see, and about the waters that around Los Angeles being contaminated or polluted, you say you have to see a region. Then when you get to Sacramento, you see reason. About the air being polluted, and about the water being polluted, and about the insecticides and the poisons in fruit, the cyclamate. You understand? Then reason says, no, you're wrong.
Mission.
Then when you see mission, mission says, well, I can't do nothing by myself. It takes Congress. In other words, just run past.
Right.
Now, here's what I'm talking about so you can understand. Now, what Joshua the Messiah would have to do, he'd have to come down there and clean up this small business.
Yes, he would.
And so far, dude was living and laying in with him 1,000 years. Under the circumstances that we have here, you know. Methuselah was the oldest man, 969 years, he never made the grave.
That's right.
And with all this corruption and polluting that you've got now, all over the world, and that even took it up with the UN,
right.
And they say, now that's international polluting and corruption. You see? Now he had to come down and do all of that. Get that all cleaned up and straightened out. You see? And then we're going to reign with him 1,000 years right here on this present earth. You see? And when you say anything to him about it, oh, Joe's not going to do it.
Right?
Now, isn't that good? But that's just not his plan. That's just not his plan. You see? Now, I was talking about hope. That's a tree. See, this is a what? You must be. That's right. Now, here's what I'm asking. I'm actually showing you this. Now, before you read that, Zechariah, I want you to read Matthew 24:15.
When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place.
Stand in the holy place. Stand in right here.
Okay.
Now that's the intermediate. Okay. Now let's take it over on this side. Right here. Okay. Now, this is the most holy place. This is the holy place.
Right.
This is our court.
Right.
Now, this is where it says you stand.
Right. Okay.
And the holy place. That's the inner meaning. And this is where the Holy Spirit was poured out of.
Right.
This is where the kingdom that they're talking about.
Right.
It's gonna come.
It is.
You understand? Yeah.
That's it.
But that ground of mine. Hope that didn't be there.
That's right.
You see? But everything they're looking at it in the natural. All right. Read that right.
Then shall Yahweh go forth and fight against those nations,
mm-hmm.
as when he fought in the day of battle.
Mm-hmm.
And his feet shall stand in that day,
mm-hmm.
on the Mount of Olives,
mm-hmm.
which is before Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
on the east.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mount of Olives shall cleave to the midst thereof,
mm-hmm.
toward the east and toward the west.
Mm-hmm.
And there shall be a very great battle,
mm-hmm.
and half of the mountain shall be removed toward the north,
mm-hmm.
and half of it toward the south.
Mm-hmm.
And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
For the valley of the mountain shall reach to Abel.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, ye shall flee,
mm-hmm.
like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah.
Now you've read that.
Okay.
Now it says, now this is where they're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
That when he comes, his peace,
then
stands on the Mount of Olives. Now I want you to look in the first chapter of Acts. In other words, she didn't mess up one thing with the other. What they're talking about is going to happen, it's already happened. And what they're talking about building the room to get under the Messiah, they're done with it.
That's right. No more.
Find where he is sitting. The first chapter of Acts of the Apostles.
Yeah, I'm not going to go for everything.
And yet I am. Every Thursday unto the room.
And it says that he was taken up from the Mount of Olives.
Right.
There's the first chapter and the first few verses. All right. They're making a deal. But this is not the first. Okay.
We'll see.
The fourth chapter of Galatians, about 26, and 26, we'll get it directly, that part, make it different. All right. About the two cousins, but.
For he, which things are an allegory?
Yeah.
But these are the two covenants.
Now, which things are? He don't understand the allegory.
Right.
See? All right.
What is an allegory? Figure, shadow of things, figure, or comparable to.
What is an allegory? Yes. That's right. All right.
Which things are an allegory?
Which things are an allegory? Now, this is the Apostle Paul talking about the two cousins.
You understand? Okay. One from one place and another from another.
Mm-hmm. You see? All right, you got it now.
For it is written that Abraham had two sons.
It is written that Abraham had two sons.
The one by a bondmaid.
The one by a bondmaid.
The other by a free woman.
Free woman
was by promise.
Was by promise.
Which things are an allegory?
Which things are an allegory?
For these are the two covenants.
For these are the two covenants.
Okay. The one from Mount Sinai.
The one from Mount Sinai. Which is
Okay.
All right, read.
Which gendereth to bondage.
Which gendereth to bondage.
Which is Agar.
Which is Agar. All right, read on.
This Agar is Mount Sinai
this
in Arabia.
Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia.
And answer to Jerusalem.
And answer to Jerusalem, which now is.
And is in bondage with
her. And is in bondage with her too. But read.
But Jerusalem, which is above.
But Jerusalem, which is above. Is free.
Which is the mother of us all.
Which is the mother of Jews and Gentiles.
Yeah, that's right.
Above in the spirit.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the mother of us all.
That's right.
Now let's put it together and see if we got making any sense out of it. You see, Abraham had two sons. See, one by Hagar and one by Sarah. Right?
Right.
Ishmael and Isaac.
Right.
See? And Ishmael, like, they never did
Israel.
And Ishmael had 12 sons.
Right.
Just like Jacob had 12.
Right.
And Yahweh never brought them down in the east. They stayed up here.
Okay.
Now that makes me say this. See, all of the angels that was in heaven, all of them been in the can now.
Okay. That's right.
Now this is a type and a shadow.
That's right. Okay.
This is a natural.
Yeah. That's right.
You know what I mean?
And this is in the natural. And we set it up as a natural thing right up and down here, so that you can see and understand.
See?
Now, then, Ishmaelites,
you see,
or the top scared of the those that are born as the North Tribe, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
See? They never left. Yahweh never brought them down here.
Right.
We have a right to be in Jerusalem.
Right.
And in the Holy Land.
Right.
They grew by faith.
Mm-hmm.
They were not cast out.
Right.
Just like the angels. And they were not, they didn't all sin.
Okay.
And so all of them cast out.
That's right.
Trying to make it real for you. You see?
Now instead of you fooling with this Jerusalem, believe. Okay. And looking at that, and thinking we Jews is going over there and build it again under Messiah. And this priest's going to come down and touch the Mount of Olives, which Satan has already had.
Okay.
And now when we get the Holy Spirit, see, it's to know the Messiah.
Right.
That's the Lord of both Jews and Gentiles. That's the Jerusalem that counts. Not that we know that all
right. That's it. Right. Yes,
did I get the song?
Oh, boy.
See? Now they got it all for all of them. They're saying that's right, see? See?
Yet I came with faith to the people. Prepare to meet. I'm talking to the King James Version. Prepare to meet the Lord thy God. And they're still talking about prepare to meet the Lord thy God. And when you come along, you understand it, you say, amen. There ain't no thing like that. You understand?
Right.
And he told him way back there to prepare a meeting. You understand? Now, when he come along, you know, he said to the disciples, and this is what he told them. He said, now, you go out there and tell them that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Right.
Would you call 2,000 years hence at hand?
No.
You see what a man gets? Now, since everything is so messed up, so contaminated, so polluted, and as you look at the nasty, still going back into a chaos. See? I'm talking about the small, and I'm talking about the water pollution. You understand? I'm talking about the food pollution. You understand what I'm talking about? There ain't no way in the world for you to have eternal life in there. See? The doctor died. The undertaker died.
That's right.
You see? The grocery store man died. The cattle disease. You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
And I told you before they had enough poison gas up in Utah to kill everybody on earth. They're just afraid of it as they can be. They don't want to do it. You see what I'm talking about? And you talk about him coming back here. Now, before we go any further with that, let me show you this. You see, Paul says we don't know him no more as the flesh. Henceforth, now, know we him no more after the flesh. You see, you have a mortal body with an eternal spirit that's providing you have the Holy Spirit.
All right.
You understand? That's making you see and understand. As we read the scripture lesson, suppose you read it again to help somebody see. What kind of a clean up job has got to be done?
Right.
You see what I mean? And we have in these schools and new classes. Now listen at me close. Because what's gonna happen, you can't say you pass you. You can't say you pass our poor. Why are you saying that, Dr. Kinley?
Because June is this. But when you go to my side,
then
it just cut it up real short and show you this. October the 10th.
Okay, I left out a whole lot of it.
But I'm just trying to point out something.
That's right.
See, October the 10th is when he went into the North Pole.
That's right.
Okay? You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, Seventh-day Adventist said this. Said they was expecting him to come down at 1844. He failed to come. Now read that again in that very speech. He failed to come in 1844. They stole their possessions and did it. You see,
Sam went out, you know, and they got on the top of the mountain. They expected him to come, 1844. But he didn't show up. So, and you know what they said? And they're still saying it, too. They get instead of him coming to Earth, by Earth in 1804. He just ascending into the most holy place. Now, the last year, the worst of the year. Now, there's lots of crucifixion. They either send it on with the and sit down and let the right hand. Now, listen, maybe in the second spot off. Can you end it all with anybody? You see? Now, all kinds of mistakes and errors are being made. You see? All kinds of erroneous stuff are being preached and taught. See, they're trying to correct every kind of mistake, you see? That's what you're going to talk about. Now, Jehovah's Witness said no. He began in 1914.
Right.
He didn't show up.
Right.
So now they're saying he began in 1975. And the Church of God is saying, yes, and we agree with you, he began in 1975.
Late. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
And seeing that all these things shall be dissolved. Now look, folks. Look up your head. See, now we struggle to do everything we can do to get these things. See, now this creation coming in itself is signified the spirit and the rest of his home. And that is a fire. That's it. He has done everything that he knew. That's all fire around in his fire. You see, where Moses saw the vision. Now, actually, it comes in the cloud. Are you mentioning that many days? That's when Moses saw the vision. And if you look at the last verse in the 24th chapter of Exodus, he said that cloud, vision, was a consuming fire in the eyes of the children of Israel. Is that right?
Right.
Now Peter is looking right back as I come here. And telling him, God, go back out that same way.
That's right.
See, when it came in, listen, it was in our gas.
That's right.
The gas is in our. You understand? And everything was all measurement. And it's going into now.
You see?
And now if it was inorganic, it has to be organized and put together right.
See?
Now to come in that way in the fire. And look, he was an incorporeal at that time.
Okay.
He's an incorporeal at this time and not going to take on no thing.
That's right.
You'll never see him no more. Not in no place.
That's right.
And you are not going to stay here.
Right.
So cut out the junk. Around here talking about black panthers and white supremacy. They cut that junk out. Because that's just as bad as the pollution of the water and the corruption in the air.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And all this satanic confusion that you have got.
Right.
Now you're right on.
Mm-hmm.
Right up in.
Right.
See? You can't say. Now, on the 10th day of October, when the high priest went in. Now, I remind you now, be aware that even after he went in on the 10th day of October, he had to come back out.
That's right.
Now, does anybody in the world, including the idiots, you understand? But what don't know that this gas, this pollution,
and this corruption. See, this ain't nothing about shooting one another. You see, they know that you can't survive.
Yeah.
One sign of said this. Said we got passed. We passed the point of no return.
That's right.
It started too late.
Yeah.
You understand that I'm afraid there ain't nothing we can do about it.
You
understand? Now, here it is. Read. Read and all these things.
Read
and all these things. Shall be disintegrated, dissolved.
Yes.
Now, this is what Jehovah witnesses. There's greed back over there in Solomon. Where Solomon says, one generation goes and another comes. But the earth provides forever. See, you know what I'm talking about? God, this earth is going to abide forever. You see? Now, when you get over here to this, you see, but Peter's saying it's going to be consummated. And there's something else I want to say to you, too, there. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, no, it's in the 5th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
He said, blessed are the meek.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
For they shall see God. They think you're always talking about it. Blessed are the meek, for they shall see God. Is that what you say? Blessed are the pure in heart. In other words, he said they see God. Is that right?
Right.
You ain't never seen like this. That was what he talked about.
Right.
But when you get done with your carnal mind, see, that's him saying that. You see? Then now here he says, Judge, no man sees God this time. And here he comes and says that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And nobody has never seen God. You see what I'm talking about? I ain't never seen no sin. I ain't never seen no revelation. You saw me. When you get down in this Bible, you get messed up.
No way.
You don't recognize, you don't live. That's the king. That they're talking about that he's coming and setting up is right now.
That's right. That's right.
And you have been translated into the kingdom.
Right now.
And this earth, as you see it now, see, it will be disintegrated. It will be dissolved.
Right.
Now, this is what Solomon meant. Solomon meant as long as earth remains.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, you understand? One generation would go, and another would come.
Right.
But the earth wouldn't go with the generation. The earth would abide. As long as it's one of the wings. And then,
that's right.
You understand?
Okay.
You say, now that's what
that's
he means by what he said.
Yes, sir.
See, now Jehovah's Witnesses are saying, if this earth as it is, you understand, it's going to be eternal. And it's not going to be disintegrated. It's not going to be disintegrated. Don't know and don't understand the purpose.
Right.
Yahweh said now that he would create a new heaven and a new earth. Said no. This one. You see what I mean? See? Now look, folks. They haven't found out yet how this one's going to be.
That's right.
You see?
Right.
Time is known. So since they haven't found out how this is coming,
that's right.
You see? Then they don't know that God has been out of hand. You can't depend on men to solve no problem.
That's right.
What manner of person?
Now, seeing all these things shall be dissolved, disintegrated.
Right.
Mortal bodies, physical heaven and earth. You see, the sun, the moon, and everything being dissolved.
What manner of person?
Seeing then that all of these things are being dissolved.
what manner of enemies are thou pleased to be? Mm-hmm. All right, read up.
In all the holy conversations.
In all holy conversations.
And godliness.
And godliness.
Looking for.
Now, wait a minute. That's why somebody's going to get surprised. Mm-hmm. See, and I was leading up to that. To show you that when he is remedial, you see, and as they think he's going to jump down to the sky, this Jerusalem above, he's going to be revealed from that.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
That's right. Be revealed from that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, he says you don't know nothing about heaven, and you're looking up in the sky, see, with your kind of mind, and looking down here on the earth, natural earth. You see what I'm talking about? You see? Get the point?
Yeah.
That's you looking around.
Mm-hmm.
It's that.
You see what I'm talking about?
In fact, you say, mm-hmm. Jesus don't come back here. You understand? Like this. You walk around. See? When Jerusalem above is the mother of us,
all right?
You see? And we must be born from above. Now that means in the spirit. Now you yourself, you are in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a genuine Yahshua,
yes.
Okay.
Or a son of Yah,
yes, indeed.
You are in Jerusalem.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. Now, I do not mean geographical Jerusalem.
Okay.
I do mean that you are already in the heavenly Jerusalem,
yes.
Without going anywhere.
That's right. That's right.
You understand? You have been translated,
yes.
And you are in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, when he is revealed from Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
Then that's when the change will take place in us. And then here they consume and fire. And then all of the earth will be rendered. You understand? Instantaneous revelation of him. Okay. Now that's why I have preached with all the sincerity and all the vigor and men and power in my body. You understand? That's the reason why I have cried. I hate to see the day that I have shed. And trying to get over to you, you understand, and show you, okay, who is the mother of the soul in the group of the
world.
That's the new covenant. That's the new state. Now, heaven, you see, up there in the sky where the sun, moon, and stars is, that's the physical or nominal
heaven.
You see? But now you forgot that we have.
That's right.
Okay. Paul said, I knew a man about 14 years ago who was off up to the
third.
Seen things impossible for a man to do. Just because speaking in but no tongue was able to utter. You understand?
That's right.
And to describe. You understand? Just wasn't able to utter. See, because it's inconceivable to
right.
A man. Now, you see, this is down here, or down in here. Then this back one, this two, and this three. And all of it is out there.
Right.
The third is there.
Yeah.
I knew a man that was caught up to the truth of the book. Do you see what I'm talking about? And he sees things. Now, listen. When he's revealed, and Dr. Ryan on the side said, I have heard this up church, but I know the time you go by the spot, but I do. I would like to explain. So I want you to realize where you stand. See? I don't want you to just make it a form out of here coming down here and not receive it. And not seeing where you stand.
Right.
Not seeing what's going on and walking around in the dark line. You hear tagging around and talking about one of those things. But look, when I received the Holy Ghost, I had faith with tongues. Nothing over that thing where you wasn't baptized right though. Nothing over anything but you say, no good thing. Well, did you take the communion? And all that kind of thing.
Right.
And when you get through it, it's just all,
you what I'm talking about? And just Jehovah's Witness sent 144,000 of the earth fast going to heaven. And all the rest of them, you understand, they're going to their earthbound. Not realizing that there's even going to be a change in the earth.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? And they didn't see this. Mm-hmm. That these that were born in the womb, they were the ones that went out there on Mount Zion.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
right. Right.
You know, when God was just about to find the world, 100% there in the womb. They were the ones that John was looking at. Right on the island, back in those days, it was born in 1990, but they was the ones in that. Then you go across there and walk. That's right. Not, when the banquet, see, there were numbers. Right. You understand? They were numbers. Every man, there was 50 to go to water. You see, they were numbers, but there was no count. John said, on the outside, that I heard the number. You see? But I just heard. You see? Then he said, I saw another number.